Boston-based healthcare giant Partners Healthcare is launching its largest joint venture yet with Boston-based General Electric in the emerging world of artificial intelligence. The first steps in the 10-year venture will be in radiology and pathology, but Partners says machines powered by GE programs will eventually be part of every element of a patient's care. GE says the deal will help improve its artificial intelligence and could help expand services to new markets worldwide. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
If you have early signs of a stroke or a heart problem these days, you might be sent for a CT scan that produces as many as 5,000 images in just 15 seconds.
We are literally inundating our clinicians with data of all kinds as medicine becomes more sophisticated.
Partner CEO Dr. David Torchiana says all this increasingly complex data overwhelms many physicians.
And rather than enhancing the quality of care, sometimes seems to complicate and render care more difficult and more confusing.
But what if doctors had an app that could filter out confusing data? Torchiana says the Partners GE collaboration will produce many such tools. Researchers are already building algorithms they say could spot abnormal blood tests, MRIs, and CT scans. The claim is that these programs will help doctors find tumors too small to be seen by the human eye, diagnose a stroke before damage sets in, and analyze complex spinal injuries to help avoid paralysis. John Flannery, the CEO of GE Healthcare, says the potential for improving care is enormous.
This is not nibbling around the edges to make something 5% better. I'm struck myself when I look at this as the beginning of a journey, but the impact of the journey is going to be quantum.
That's the vision. But don't get sucked in just yet, says David Howard, a health policy professor at Emory University.
There's an incredible amount of hype around new technologies and artificial intelligence.
Early digital trials with mammograms have not lived up to their promise. And Howard says other big data cancer detection claims have not materialized.
So we really need to wait to see the evidence until we decide whether these new technologies are worthwhile and really they help patients.
Partners in GE will have to produce evidence as they seek FDA approval for artificial intelligence-based tools. They'd have to be at least as good as humans, but Dr. Keith Dreyer, the chief data science officer for Mass General and Brigham and Women's Hospital, says this is not about replacing doctors.
The way I think of this, and it's not trite, is man plus machine versus man without machine.
Dreyer says radiologists, for example, would have more time to spend on complex cases because they would not have to waste time looking at thousands of normal test results.
We're just going to make this equipment so much more efficient and make the physicians so much more efficient that we'll be more engaged in the care process.
But as doctors become more efficient, hospitals probably won't need as many, says Neil Patel, president of Chicago-based HealthBox, an investment and consulting firm with clients in the artificial intelligence or AI sector.
Going forward, you can kind of put two and two together. As the AI becomes smarter and more self-sufficient, then you can imagine that the need for, you know, general physicians that aren't specialized in specific areas, there could be a reduced need for them.
On the other hand, GE says there are billions of people who would benefit from remote consultations or test interpretations using these digital tools, which could mean more work for doctors. There's a lot of debate about how artificial intelligence will change medical care as we know it and when. The first tools produced via this new GE Partners collaboration are not expected to hit the market for a couple of years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.